I'll be presenting to you today the results of our study on depressive symptoms and the effectiveness level of contraceptive methods chosen among women seeking abortion services. First, we have nothing to disclose for this research. What I'm going to do is to give you a little background about the relationship between depressive symptoms and contraceptives and what is known so far, and then jump right into our study and our results. So the first thing that comes to mind when thinking about this relationship is, why do we even care? As we all know, one of the biggest public health issues in the U.S. is unintended pregnancies, which is directly related to contraception. In fact, 50% of all pregnancies in the U.S. are unintended. And unintended pregnancies are associated with negative outcomes, not only for the mother through delayed preconception care and fewer work and educational opportunities and sometimes even mortality, but they're also related to negative outcomes for the child. Children that are the result of unintended pregnancies may experience child abuse and violence at home, and as they grow up they may have lower self-esteem compared to their peers, and as adults they may even experience psychiatric issues. And women that are between the ages of 18 and 29 and have lower income and are married and are from minority groups and also are currently seeking abortion services are shown to be at higher risk for unintended pregnancies. So it's logical to look at the contraceptive behaviors of these women. And as you can see in the pie chart, almost 95% of unintended pregnancies are associated with not using contraceptions or incorrect or inconsistent use, while only 5% is due to method failure. So now you may ask, how does depression come into play in all this? Well, women are at higher risk of experiencing depression at some point in their lifetime compared to men, and depression has shown to be one of the leading causes of years lost due to disability in the world, and it is the second cause in the US. And also there are research that show depressive symptoms are associated with inconsistent or discontinuation of use or choosing a less effective method. So keeping all these facts in mind, we decided to examine the relationship between depressive symptoms of the women and the level of effectiveness of the contraceptive methods that they choose within among women that are looking for abortion services. How did we do this? Well, we used the data from women 18 years of age and older at three different reproductive health centers in Northern California who were seeking surgical or medication-based abortion services. And our outcome measure was the effectiveness level of contraceptive methods post-contraceptive counseling, and which we divided into three different levels: highly effective methods, which are methods that have shown in atypical use to have less than 1% chance of failure, and moderacy level, so they're like IUDs and implants. And then moderately effective are the ones that have between 1% and 10% chance of failure, so pills, patches, and things like that. And then low effective methods, which are the ones that have more than 10% chance of failure, so condoms, spermicides, or no method at all. Our main predictor was the depressive symptoms, which we chose CESD instrument to measure, and the possible range of the score were 0 to 60, and sample item is, as you can see, I felt that everything I did was an effort. So we also controlled for demographic characteristics, age and education, type of pregnancy, surgical versus medications, past adversities, the number of childhood adversities, and then recent adversities, IPV, and also reproductive coercion, and also the having multiple sexual partners in the past 6 months, and number of previous children and number of previous abortions, and also the desire to becoming pregnant or avoiding pregnancy in the next year and in 3 more years or never. And we use multinomial logistic regression for the analysis. So the following table shows the demographic distribution of the sample. As you can see, 350 individual women answered all the questions. And as you can see, the majority are non-white Hispanic, and they are of low income, and the mean age is 26, which basically falls within the risk age for unintended pregnancies. So this table shows the, or illustrates the bivariate relationship between the other characteristics of the women versus the level of effectiveness of the method that they chose. So for example, and the stars here show the level of significance. For example, as you can see, women that have experienced three or more childhood adversities were more likely to choose a less effective method. While for depressive, and there was a difference between all three groups. And women that had that chose a lower effective method had a higher depressive symptoms, which is what we're looking for. This table shows the results of our logistic regression, and as you can see, having higher depressive symptoms is in fact significantly related to choosing a low effective method compared to a moderate, and also a low effective method versus a high effective method. So to put this in perspective is, for example, if you look at the change from a score of 30 to 40, there is a that number will basically exponentiate 10 times, and so it becomes, I actually didn't put it here, but it's going to be about 56% for low versus high, from going from 30 to 40, for example, change of 10 units, and also it's 87 from low to moderate for somebody that has a ten unit change in the depressive symptoms. So this graph shows the predictive probability of choosing a low effective method versus depressive symptoms score. So for example, for somebody who has a score of 60, they are about 12% likelihood of choosing the low effective method, and for somebody who scores 10, they have about 2% of choosing a low effective method. So this basically confirms what we're trying to prove, that it is very important to look at depressive symptoms when we're trying to decide what women choose as a contraceptive method. So the conclusion is that, as we saw, more depressive symptoms are significantly related to choosing a low effective method after contraceptive counseling. And what this implies is that whatever strategy is used during the contraceptive counseling sessions should be individualized, so it will promote a usage of more effective methods, especially for women who show depressive symptoms or higher depressive symptoms. Also, screening and providing treatment for depression can help women to have a better understanding or to choose and prevent unintended pregnancies by choosing a more effective method. I would like to acknowledge my professor, Dr. Julia Steinberg, who has been helping me with this, and also the data was collected by her. And then this research was funded by the Society of Family Planning and the K-12 UCSF Building Interdisciplinary Research Careers in Women's Health. Thank you, and I'll answer any questions.